street districts and local city centers. In other news, it's Friday. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, check out our website anytime. You can find us online at nowdecatur.com.
More pro-Palestinian encampments cleared this morning in New York City. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We will not stop, we will not let this go.
At the New School and New York University, police showed up a few hours ago. Fox's Molly Lines at NYU.
They moved in swiftly. They did give warnings to the protesters that remained here on site, telling them that they weren't allowed to be here, that it was time to leave, and that if there was an additional effort to push back against arrest, that there could potentially face additional charges beyond the arrest for the protest activity that was happening here. We believe that those folks have already been pushed all the way to the back of this protest and appear to have left the scene here. There are some additional folks that have arrived here essentially to support the protesters that were being taken away.
The day after, it took hours to clear out a big anti-Israeli encampment at UCLA, making a lot of arrests there.
More than 200 people for failure to disperse, which is a misdemeanor. But as of now, the LA County DA's office says it has not received any cases from UCLA.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. Former President Trump will soon return to court in New York and may speak out again before going in for his trial as he continues to claim he's being persecuted. The jury heard Trump's voice in a recording related to payments made to keep alleged affairs quiet before the 2016 election.
And Keith Davidson, a former attorney for both Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels, completed his testimony yesterday. He testified about various interactions with Cohen before and after the 2016 election. Davidson says Stormy Daniels' denial of an affair with Trump was technically true, and the money Cohen paid Stormy was not a payoff, but rather a, quote, consideration.
Fox's Brooke Singman. The former president is charged with falsifying records and payments to Daniels. An old Arizona law dating back to the Civil War that was going to take effect again after a recent court ruling that bans almost all abortions, repealed, signed by the governor. America's listening to Fox News.
Don't let everyday aches and pains keep you from living your best life.
I don't think I really understood what people meant when they talked about pain until I started feeling it myself.
Start feeling better every day with Relief Factor, a daily supplement designed to support your body's fight against aches and pains.
Not only do I move better without pain, I just feel better.
Created by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that target four metabolic pathways to address pain. Relief Factor doesn't just mask aches and pains, it helps reduce or even eliminate them.
Today, I do the things I love, and it doesn't occur to me to think about pain.
You can feel the difference all day, every day.
Join the over 1 million people who have tried Relief Factor's 3-week quick start kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with our feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
President Biden spoke out against violence on college campuses, saying protests are one thing, but chaos can't be allowed. He also said we can't tolerate Jewish students being targeted. He has assembled an anti-Semitism task force.
Attorney General Merrick Garland and Education Secretary Miguel Cardona were among the top Biden administration officials at an anti-Semitism task force meeting this week. A source familiar tells Fox News the focus was on anti-Semitic incidents on college campuses, advocating technology companies to enforce terms of service and the Justice and Homeland Security departments working with law enforcement to protect Jewish individuals and communities. Responding to protests on college campuses, President Biden said threatening, intimidating, and instilling fear against people is not peaceful and is against the law. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The president went to North Carolina, meeting with families of four law enforcement officers murdered this week trying to make an arrest in Charlotte. He also touted his economic policies campaigning in Wilmington.
We've created a record 15 million jobs since I came to office. There was any president that had 15 million, including 460,000 right here in North Carolina.
Now, later this hour, we'll find out how many jobs were created last month. Economists expect about 240,000, which would be less than in March. The unemployment rate for April expected to remain the same at 3.9% on Wall Street. Stock futures are rising ahead of the report. In the NBA playoffs, the Knicks advance.
Brooks, drive, swing, hard. He connects! Huge three!
And that sealed it for New York, beating the Philadelphia 76ers, eliminating them 118-115 on TNT. New York will advance to play Indiana. The Pacers knocked out the Milwaukee Bucks 120-98. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Coach House Garages, designed to fit your life, budget, and dreams. Built on generations of Amish craftsmanship with the best warranty in the industry, where service is more than a promise, it's a guarantee. Their custom-built buildings have been turned into all kinds of spaces, from garden sheds and pool houses to workshops and guest houses. The possibilities are endless. You can count on Coach House to listen to your needs and create the perfect building to fit your vision. For more information, visit CoachHouseGarages.com.
Celebrating a graduate and looking for fun stuff for your party? Then look no further than the Party Shop in downtown Decatur. Stocked with paper goods, party items, cards, and all sorts of balloons. Yes, even balloons with local school names. Add arches, garlands, and more for your party decor. Order today and don't delay. The Party Shop, 411 North Main, or 217-872-7777.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast.
Today we got a chance of rain this morning, then it's going to be cloudy with a high near 76. Tonight's partly cloudy and a low of 55. For Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening, mostly sunny and a high of 80. Then Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 74 and a chance of late night rain. The current temperature in downtown Decatur, 63 degrees, your WSOI time, 7:06. This Look at Your Weather brought to you by Shop on Main, downtown Decatur. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday edition of Byers & Company. I'm Brian Byers. That's Nick Smith. We've got our DPS 61 spotlight. Look at Nick. He's got a little extra halo back there. We're doing MacArthur Generals today. Three seniors and a guy we've known a long time, the principal of MacArthur, will be with us next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowindicator.com.
All right, good morning and welcome. We'll also check in with Mark Topper. I'm sure he'll touch base on the NBA playoffs. We've got a lot of stuff going on in the world of sports this weekend. All that coming ahead, plus your chance to win. Well, we're giving the gift card away to Notorious Meats today, right, for the Brinkhouser Home Highlight? Check that out on our Facebook page, and we'll keep you updated on that weather as well. Cordell, how long have we been doing this, my man?
Oh, wow. Well, 8 years at MacArthur, but, you know.
Pull that microphone up just a little closer. And I see the kids all understood that, and I got to tell you four times. When did you arrive at Millikan University? What year?
1991.
Oh, my God. That's a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
But you stayed here. And you made a difference and continue to make a difference.
You know, they say a good woman can keep you anywhere. So I met my wife here in about 94 and worked for you in 94, 93, and 94.
And I don't know about that. I just, you know, we had like the entire Millikan football team as security at the public pools. And it was always a ride. I'll put it that way.
An adventure every day.
Yes. But, man, am I so happy. I think back on that often that you not only came here to play football and go to Millikan University, but then once you graduated, you stayed here and the impact that that's made on thousands of kids.
Yeah, it's an amazing town. You know, it felt like home right away, and my opportunity to engage young people in education has always been a passion for me. And so, you know, through the coaching and the administration, it's just always been a passion that I've had a chance to fulfill.
Okay, how many weeks left in school?
Approximately five, but for these guys sitting next to us, just about one.
Okay. I don't remember getting that 4 week break as a senior that everyone seems to get today. I'm glad for you guys, but, all right. So when is graduation itself physically?
Graduation is May 18th on Saturday on our football field at 11 a.m.
So that's, 2 weeks from now?
2 weeks from now.
All right. And how big a class do we have this year?
We've got about 264 students. So it's pretty good sized class for us at MacArthur these years.
And how long does graduation take?
I'm very good at making it happen between 50 and 57 minutes.
You get two Okay. The kids can even pose for a picture, or is it just like, I mean, you're through.
They come up in groups.
Yeah.
We keep them moving. I do about a 4.5 minute speech and we're rolling from there.
I love it. I love it. Don't bore us. Get to the chorus. All right. Let me ask you this. How has the year been overall?
It's been a great year. We've been excited at MacArthur. You know, the superintendent, sent a strong message early in the year, what's not going to be tolerated. And I think our students have absolutely seen the benefit of that.
We're going to talk to three superstars here. Mm-hmm. And the debate has always been, you know, do you let 5% of the students interrupt the other 95% of the students? You don't want to give up on anyone. I mean, no one wants to do that. But having to try to find that balance is very difficult.
It is very difficult, especially, you know, I also do ministry. So
it's, yeah, right. It's in your heart.
Message, right?
Yeah.
You leave the 100 for the one. Well, in this profession, I can't afford to do that. There's too many kids at stake. And so we've made some tough decisions and some students have had to leave us. But I think the years has shown what happens when you eliminate that.
No doubt. But I would also like to point out that there are other things that happen. I mean, there are alternative paths, and it's not like just kicking a kid to the curb. I mean, there are other options.
Absolutely. Our student services works with every student who leaves us, whether they leave us with a stay or without a stay, and give them options, give their parents options of different alternative educations that they can get into.
All right. Introduce your students to us.
Well, I'm excited to bring to you three amazing students from MacArthur High School. We've got Isabel Bethard, who is one of our summa cum laude students at MacArthur High School. Amazing, very active in a lot of activities. So I'll let her explain those later. I've got Jade Flournoy, who I've known for a very long time. She's an artist, an amazing artist.
That's what I'm hearing.
Also a summa cum laude student, top, you know, right there near the top of her class. And then I've got this little guy on the end.
Little guy.
Jaden Young.
Yeah.
Who is actually Mr. Ingram's nephew. So life is really tough for him because he also has to come home with me. But he's a great student, one of the captains of our cheerleading team, and heading out to get to do that at the next level. So
that's pretty
an exciting
amazing
group to have.
All right, Jay, I'll start with you. So what's it like being related? Extra pressure? I think people think it's the other way, but I think it's probably extra pressure.
I'm held at a higher standard for sure.
I think so. What's your experience been at MacArthur, just overall?
It's been a time, well, with COVID messing up my freshman year, but going into sophomore year has definitely been like a better time than before. And
but you guys had to experience something. You know, our guy lost his junior year, right? You know, basically. Mm-hmm. And it's tough. I mean, even if you're a good student, even if you're, you know, doing all the right things, you know, you miss that socialization. Mm-hmm. Yeah, technology's there. We can get on Zoom or Team and communicate, but it's just not the same.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. So how did you recover from that? I mean, it took a little while, right?
Well, it started eighth grade year, so I was kind of already used to like being in a house going on Zooms every day.
Right.
So going into freshman year wasn't that bad, but it's definitely, I wanted that experience as a freshman,
right,
like in school. But
did it take a while for everyone to kind of adjust being back together?
It definitely did.
Yeah.
Started with like social distancing.
Oh, yeah.
With, you know, still COVID. And it definitely took some time, I'll just say that.
All right, what's your future? And by the way, you don't have to know all of it. I feel like these kids feel so much pressure today to know what the rest of their life is going to look like. You don't have to. You got plenty of time to figure it out. But what are you thinking about?
Well, I'm going to college to cheer.
All right.
ISU, Go Birds.
Redbirds. There you go, right up the road.
Yeah, and I'm undecided yet on what my major is, but I'm sort of leaning to teaching.
Okay.
Yeah.
We need teachers.
Yes.
No pressure. You could still do something else, but we need teachers. And teachers are kind of, right, Cordell? I mean, they kind of are steering their own boat right now because everybody wants you.
We're in a shortage, so it's not going to be hard to find a job if you get an education in these next 4 or 5 years.
All right. If you decide to do that, what would you like to teach?
Definitely middle school.
Okay.
Because I can't just have like high school me. And then like 25 other high school me's, it's going to be a lot.
I got it. I hear you.
So I would start at a lower education level and then build my way up.
Sure. All right. Tell me about the cheerleading. What made you get interested in that?
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Well, I started my sophomore year. I started out on JV. Uh-huh. And I would say that was like a rough year with transition coaches and stuff like that. But by my junior year, I was on varsity. It was fun. I love the tumble, jump.
Okay. Stunt.
Yeah, I'm a good flipper.
All right, there you go. Now, what's that look like at ISU? Do they have a really good program?
Yes, they do. Well, they're more of, for the guys, they're more of co-ed. So it's a bottom guy and then a top girl. You by yourself, lift them up by yourself, which definitely is going to take a lot more strength than in high school where you're with three other people.
Well, you better start working out now.
Yeah,
for sure. It's a great campus and great school. I hope you have a wonderful time there. They have a circus program.
Yes, they do.
Isn't that weird? Mm-hmm. It's fun to watch, though. It really is. All right, Jade, you're an artist.
Yep.
Okay, I'm fascinated by this. Nick's an artist too. He teaches art, and I'm also very interested. I dabble in photography, and I paint occasionally. When did you know at what age that you had this kind of thing? I mean, how old were you?
Well, I would say third grade, but kindergarten. I feel like I was encouraged like by everyone around me. They were like, "You are so good!" Like by my parents, by my sisters, by my brothers.
So it came to you naturally.
Yeah, because I feel like my mom was very crafty, so I think I got a lot of it from her.
Okay.
And I'm just a lot more passionate in what I feel like I'm good at, so I just continued to do it. And then, like, third or fourth grade hit, I'm seeing teachers like, wow, you're, like, good.
Okay, so what are you best in? I mean, are you're a painter? Do you do illustrations? You know, or do you do a little bit of all of it?
I love to illustrate the most. Like, I do paint landscapes from time to time, but illustration, that is what I'm going to school for at Columbia College Chicago.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm going right to Chicago, which is an art hotspot.
Yes, it is.
Just artists everywhere, so I'm ready. I'm ready for that illustration.
So if you could just write your ticket, you know, if you could just plan your perfect job, what would it be?
I would love to work at like a studio or maybe for a game company. Like, I would love to design a game, or I would like to do character art, maybe game art, like all of that. I would just love to put my effort forward for someone else to be happy about something. You know, I love to create art to make people happy or to feel something.
Well, there's a lot of money there too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Isabel, tell me about yourself. Where did you go to grade school?
I went to Garfield Montessori Magnet School, but now it's MAP, so.
Well, I know. We all struggle to keep track of the names a little bit. And how has your time at MacArthur been?
It's been really good. I've been really focused on my academics and just outside things. I'm really focused on, like, extracurriculars, and I'm really involved with different clubs inside of school, and I feel like that's really where my passion is, like volunteering and stuff like that.
All right, so tell me about some of the things you've been involved in. What clubs?
I'm in FFA, National Honor Society.
Look at you go. Let's stop back there and go back to the FFA. No. It's good. It's one of the most amazing programs the District 61 has, and it should be replicated across America, Cordell. People who said this wouldn't work and this isn't going to work in a big urban school district, now you got one of the biggest, most diverse FFA chapters in the United States, MacArthur High School. What was it? Sixth place out of 14,000 FFA chapters at the state a couple of years ago. That's amazing.
It's amazing. And I've just felt like I've learned so many leadership skills from it. Yeah. And that's really what I take away from it. Like, I'm not super involved with all of, like, farming and all that agriculture, but I love just how it's opened my mind to the different possibilities of
lifelong lessons. Lifelong lessons.
Yes.
All right. What else have you been involved in?
National Honor Society. I'm the president. Student Council. I'm a freshman mentor. I'm in YLIA, Young Leaders in Action. I'm in the Superintendent Youth Advisory Council. I'm just in a lot of things.
You're making me tired. I mean, that's unbelievable. That's a lot of activities to be involved in.
A lot of things. Yeah.
You know, we think about these young people, how remarkable they are, right? I mean, were you doing anything like this senior year in high school? Were you in like 9 clubs and the president of the Honor Society?
No. And you know, it's amazing. One thing that's overlooked is just the amount of programs and clubs and different things that we offer here in Decatur.
But it's such an advantage because they're learning all these leadership skills and these things that some people, you know, take a while to develop if they ever do. And they're getting a head start, you know, before they decide to do the next phase of their life, whether it's college, whatever it might be. They've already got a lot of this put in them. I mean, that's fantastic.
Absolutely. And again, these are three of our best, and they really exemplify what we try to do at MacArthur. They are very friendly to all students. They invite freshmen, and all of them have been freshman mentors at some point and a part of the superintendent's council. Jade is also on that committee. And so,
all right. So what are your duties there? You know, if you had to describe that to someone, what does that superintendent's council do?
It's me.
Okay.
Yeah, our names are similar. But we go to, like, the higher-ups, like the superintendents and the people that are a bit under her, and we talk to them about, like, as students, what goes on as students. Mm-hmm. So it's not just the higher-ups making decisions without getting a student's input about
it. Okay, and do you feel comfortable being honest in that room?
Because we are very honest in that
sometimes
room.
People just meet to meet, right?
Yes, we are so honest in that room, and sometimes they find it funny, but they act on it.
Yeah, oh, that's
they
good.
They act on it, yep.
So you take that, I'm sure, take that responsibility seriously, right? Because
yes.
You're representing all the other students,
yes.
You know, back here, and you get to be at that table for them.
Mm-hmm. And I think me and Isabel, I feel like we know a good portion of the school, and it's not just like we're in one clique. I feel like we know a good amount of students, so we get to have a lot of opinions from a lot of students. It's not just like sports kids,
yeah,
or you know, like people are in anime club. It's multiple mm-hmm. people that we know, and then we can have all of their information and all of their info and all of their comments, and we can give it to like Superintendent Clark. And yeah.
All right. And have you seen results from that?
Oh, definitely. We definitely talked about security and upping security, and that happened. And I felt like that helped all the discourse within our school. And we just talk about different things, and sometimes we're a little bit too honest. But
yeah,
honestly,
no such thing. I know people will tell you that, but trust me, just do that.
They unintentionally throw Mr. Ingram under the bus.
Mr. Ingram will survive,
right.
And he can still learn things even at his advanced age. This communication is important. So what was that? Do you remember the first time you went to a meeting?
Yes.
Were you nervous?
Yeah. I was so nervous. I came in a little bit later. Like, I got invited my junior year, so I was a little bit nervous, but then I saw how every other student was speaking and how
right.
they genuinely were listened to, and so I just spoke my mind, and then I got heard. And if we have a serious issue, then we talk about it, and we bring it up, and we try to come up with a solution.
Yeah, it's like one of those things, like, if you're nervous to say something, it's like two or three other people that agree with you.
Genuinely.
So Isabel would say something, I'm like, oh, I agree. And then the person next to me is like, oh, me too.
Well, you got each other's mm-hmm. backs,
yeah, exactly,
right?
Exactly, because we're all students, and we all get that. They don't, though. So that's why we mm-hmm. communicate with them, and they act on it.
That's fantastic. Yep. And those what you experience in that room is what happens in a lot of life, right? And
yes.
and it's important. I think education has evolved over the years, and it still has a ways to go. But it's not just, you know, I'm going to lecture to you and you're going to mm-hmm. sit at a desk and write this down. It's having those experiences and being in leadership and standing up for what you believe is right. And all of those yeah. conversations, and sometimes those are uncomfortable conversations, but it's how we get better as people.
Yep.
All right. So what's next for you?
Well, I'm going to UIC in the fall, University of Illinois in Chicago. I'm currently an undecided liberal arts major, but I'm leaning towards English, communications, that kind of stuff. I like art too, but I'm not that good at art.
Well, how good is Jay?
She's way better than me. I'm in a couple art classes this year,
yeah.
like sculpture, and I really like all that stuff. But
you know what? It's good for your brain,
yeah.
the side of the brain that you don't always use, mm-hmm. whether you're doing it for anybody yeah. else or not.
And I love like writing and creativity yeah. and stuff like that.
I'll brag on Jade a little bit too. She just created a book. Earlier in the year that won a state competition.
Okay. Well, you're burying the lead here. What is the book?
She wouldn't have said it if I didn't.
You're right. It was called The Lonely Liger. Well, it is called The Lonely Liger, and it's just about a liger, a lion and a tiger, because
yeah.
it is a real animal.
Right.
But it goes to the savannah, feeling alone, feeling different, but it finds an okapi, another weird looking animal that's real, and they find comfort in each other and comfort in being different, and they just figure out that being different is okay. And that's how the book ends.
That's pretty amazing. So, yep. So what about this award?
It was for Educators Rising Conference. I'm in Teachers Club with Jaden.
Okay.
And we went to a conference at ISU, and it was Educators Rising, and they had a book competition. I competed because I was a bit nervous, but I wanted to be seen. Like, I wanted my art to be seen, and right. I decided to take the chance. So I competed. And I remember they were announcing third and second. I'm like, and I wasn't it. And I'm like, okay, this is not, I don't know why I did this. Like, I was on that stage just shaking. I'm like, I can't. But then they announced my name for first. And I was like, oh my gosh. I like nearly ran over there. But yeah, after that, they told me that I was going to nationals. So next month. Yep, next month, because it's May.
Right.
I am going to Washington, D.C.
No kidding. Well, yeah, good for you.
Yep.
That's amazing. Can people find the book? Is it something that's accessible to people?
Not yet.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah. I was filling out the application for nationals, and they were very specific. They were like, how many people have seen this book? And I'm like, ooh. So I've only 6 people, like, if I'm being completely honest.
Right.
Including that judge, like, about 6 or 7 people have actually read the entire book. So it's not very out there. And I just told you the story, but not a lot of people have seen it. So I want to post it, but I can't yet.
Until this is all done. Okay, well, we look forward. You keep us posted, and we'll get the word out there for you. That's pretty amazing. You guys are doing a great job over there. And I know the beginning of the year was a little rough and you know, life and it's everywhere, but you guys, the way you hold to each other and the way you are building these future leaders, not future leaders, they're already leaders, it's a pretty amazing thing. And I hope that people appreciate that about MacArthur High School. I know Nick's a proud alum. He graduated a long time ago.
Let me tell you something. I'm kind of in my feelings in here a little bit, because there are a lot of parallels, like in particular with Jade. You know, my love for art was really just pushed right there in those classrooms in that art room by a man named Mr. Spangler, who's got a sculpture outside the front of the building in his honor. And the love that Cordell showed, he was a coach for my little sister, and the approach that he takes with compassion and an ear to the students is the same exact experience that you guys are describing is the experience that I got when I was there. And I felt like it went well for me, and it sounds like it's going well for you.
Yep.
And it's a testament to not only your own individual achievements and efforts, but also the leadership there that Cordell brings and the energy that he has and the time that he has for all the people. So thank you for that, for keeping keeping this going for everybody.
Here's a little secret about Cordell. He would be on the pool side with a security t-shirt on and flip-flops, and all he could do was look intimidating, because he's the nicest guy in the world. So you just never really hoped it got anywhere beyond just, well, that's a big dude.
Right. That's all it takes sometimes.
It's too nice.
I got these hands if I need them.
No. We're going to talk it out.
Let's hug it out.
Exactly. All right. Well, listen, good luck with the commencement ceremony. Good luck to all of you. Come back and see us. You know, once you start your new life, and we want to hear how you're doing, okay? Anytime.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day, guys. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast. We'll be back with more right after this.
Today, we've got a 30% chance of morning showers. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 76. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 55. For Saturday, 30% chance of rain after 4 p.m. Mostly sunny and a high near 80. And then for Sunday, it's going to be mostly sunny, high of 74, and we might get some late night rain. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 63 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:28.
Get ready for an extraordinary summer at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. Experience sensational performances, breathtaking views, and unforgettable experiences. Witness the melodies of Sister Hazel and Deep Blue Something. Groove to the country sounds of Craig Morgan and Drew Baldridge. Rock out with Skillet and experience the legendary Living Color. Feel the Southern Soul with Blackberry Smoke. And get ready to dance with KC and the Sunshine Band. Join us as we take a nostalgic trip trip down memory lane with three decades of hip-hop featuring Petey Pablo, Baby Bash, Twista, Tone Loc, and Sugar Hill Gang. This exceptional lineup guarantees an extraordinary summer of music like no other. Visit DevonAmphitheater.com to see the entire 2024 season lineup and to purchase tickets. Availability is limited, so act fast. Summer lives here at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, where memories are made and music comes alive.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. Just a reminder that starting Monday, County Highway 1 or Brush College Road will be closed for railroad crossing repairs. Brush College will be closed just north of the entrance to ADM Gate 6 to south of Rays Bridge Road. The closure will continue until next Friday. Illinois students could get a chance to take part in periodic relaxation activities, including meditation, 20 minutes a week under a bill in Springfield. For the most part, school districts are remaining neutral on this bill because it's a suggestion, not a mandate. Some opponents say it falls too close to religious practice. Others argue schools should focus on getting proficiency rates up. The measure has cleared a committee and could come up for a vote in the House before potentially advancing to the governor's desk. How about checking out our website for more stories, podcasts, and videos? It's not a mandate, but it's a suggestion, a good one, we think. Our online address is nowdecatur.com.
CJ Papa. Anti-Israel demonstrators earlier at New York University, but the school calls up the NYPD to dismantle the encampment on campus. The cops wearing helmets carrying batons swooping in.
Very quickly through this encampment, the people were rising, getting out of their tents. And in less than a half an hour, they have basically moved all of the people back. The tents, of course, left behind, all of the rubbish and the signs. Well, the people that had been in these tents that were roused when the officers arrived have essentially been moved out.
Fox's Molly Lund in NYU. The encampment is gone. At the new school, which is close to NYU, the school also called in the cops to break up that protest. The NYPD reports 56 arrests, no incidents in the two operations. 99% of the students were involved today who were arrested. America's listening to Fox News.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Prep for adventure and reap the rewards at Speed Lube. Use Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil and earn a $25 gift card. Pennzoil Platinum Synthetic Motor Oils are designed to protect for up to 15 years or 500,000 miles, whichever comes first. Fuel your adventure, protect your engine with Pennzoil Platinum Synthetic Motor Oil. Visit one of Speed Lube's six Decatur locations or at Lincoln or Clinton. Get your platinum oil changed today at Speed Lube. Offer ends September 30th. See Pennzoil.com/rewards. For promotion details.
Recent storms got you worried about damage to your home? Don't let the stress of filing claims and getting repairs weigh you down. Frontline Adjusters are here in Decatur, ready to take care of everything for you. From assessing the damage to your roof, gutters, and siding, to handling the entire insurance claim process, it's covered. Join over 5,000 homeowners across central Illinois who trusted Frontline Adjusters. Their experts make it simple. All you have to worry about is choosing the perfect color for your home. Visit FrontlineAdjusters.com. Restoring every home like it's their own.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team Forecast.
Today we've got a chance of some showers this morning, then it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 76. Tonight's partly cloudy with a low of 55. Saturday, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny and a high near 80. Then Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 74 and a chance of some late rain. The current temperature in downtown Decatur, 63 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Each and every weekday morning, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, let's start with the NCAA.
You know, we had an interesting and passionate phone call last night on Sport Talk from a frustrated caller who is unhappy with the wide open world of the current transfer portal and name, image, likeness money that helps fuel it. And he began his comments by saying, this might not be a popular view, but his is the popular view. He is in the majority, and most fans believe the status quo cannot continue. As I like to say, there needs to be guardrails placed on the current structure, because what is happening to college basketball and to a degree college football is really alienating the audience. And the guardrails could begin arriving in the form of a settlement to a lawsuit referred to as House versus the NCAA that is playing out right now, trying to get money for athletes the last several years who were not privy to the name, image, likeness money that is available to athletes today. I'm thinking about someone like Illinois basketball player Trent Frazier, who was very good, very popular a few years ago, has been playing professionally overseas, a guy who would have benefited from NIL money were it available to him at the time. The NCAA has plenty of incentive to settle this case because it is widely believed they would lose in courts and owe billions of dollars. And it will not be cheap to settle. The talked about amount in the among the power conferences is that each school would be probably forced to pony up $20 million per school. And there are at least two issues here: paying athletes who didn't have a chance to earn the NIL money because it didn't exist, and laying out a future model for revenue sharing while providing schools protection from future lawsuits for a period of years. I've heard 8 to 10 years. If there is not a settlement, and they're talking about needing a settlement by the end of May, the figure the NCAA could owe is more like $6 billion. And how would the money be distributed? You know, presumably athletes from sports that generate the most income would receive the most money. So, you know, you would start with football and work your way back from there. It's the NCAA has been trying to get Congress to help rein in the unlimited transfer situation. And you know, for years, Congress sort of, this is how Congress is. They sort of like to let you know, well, ultimately we're in charge of everything. You know, we'll make laws and then you'll have to obey them. Okay. Now the NCAA is on its knees saying, make laws, and now, and Congress at right now is like, well, you know, we've made a law saying they can transfer as many times as they want. What's going to happen is they'll realize that this is starting to harm the sport, and there's got to be a way to allow kids to transfer, to allow kids to make money off their image and name, but within certain boundaries. And that's where they're going for right now. And we'll see how this plays out. I know it's more complicated than what I've tried to do in a couple of minutes here, but watch for this case, House versus the NCAA, and see if we can get a settlement by the end of this month.
All right, Mark, quickly, I mean, how far back do you go? I mean, I think people wrap their heads around Trent Frazier, but are we going to pay Red Grange's family? I mean, how far back?
Yeah, no, we're not. And but that'd be part of the settlement. The settlement would say we're willing to go back 8 years. We're willing to go back 10 years. We're whatever. We're not going to pay Wilt Chamberlain, you know, what he might have earned. So it's a thorny situation, and that's what they're trying to get through right now, and we'll see what they could get to.
That's fascinating. All right, on the other side of the break, we'll get to the NBA playoffs with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. It's brought to you by First National Bank. Big bank products, local bank service.
Hello, my name is Matt Beavers, President and CEO of First National Bank. I wanted to personally thank our customers for trusting FNB to be their bank of choice in Decatur. In our 4 years here, we've been fortunate to work with individuals and businesses alike on projects big and small. We're proud of our financial products and the quality of service our team provides. We're truly a local bank who stays involved throughout the project and who you can come see in person at either of our Decatur locations. Thank you on behalf of our team at First National Bank of Decatur.
First National Bank, the quality bank. Member FDIC, FNB. NBQuality.bank.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, the NBA.
Well, yesterday I lamented the NBA's lack of needle-moving star power in the current playoffs. It's not that there's no talent. On the contrary, there is a ton of talent. But the NBA is caught in a sort of a perfect storm right now, a changing of the guard where established stars who for years have given fans a reason to care, to pay attention, they are aging, they are injured, they are on teams that are no longer good enough. We talked about LeBron James and Steph Curry and Kevin Durant and others. And the emerging star, I think, was on center stage last night. And it is guard Jalen Brunson of the New York Knicks. He is the right guy on the right team at the right time. If he and the Knicks succeed in the playoffs this season, he will move more clearly into the national sports consciousness and be a player that fans find maybe gives them a reason to care. They're already promoting him. The league is. The national advertisers are starting. He's popping up on commercials now. Last night he scored 41 and led the Knicks to a 118-115 victory over Philadelphia. They win the best of seven series 4-2. The Knicks advance to the second round of the playoffs and will face the Indiana Pacers. The Pacers beat Milwaukee to win that series last night. And game one of the Knicks versus the Pacers series will be on Monday night. Jalen Brunson he's fun to watch. He's worth watching. He's an old school, old man kind of game. Scored 40 in each of the final three games of this series. He's different than some of the high flyers. And I think he's kind of the guy to watch. He's not there yet. So if you find yourself saying, well, I don't even know who he is or I don't watch him. Okay, that's okay. You will know who he is. You will watch him, particularly because he's on the Knicks. Any team from New York that does well, you're going to get clobbered over the head with that team by ESPN and all the networks. Hey, the Kentucky Derby is tomorrow. You know, the horse race. First leg of the Triple Crown, contested over 5 weeks, the Preakness, and then the Belmont followed the Kentucky Derby, although this year it's not at Belmont Racetrack. There are renovations going on there, and the third leg of the Triple Crown will be moved to Saratoga, and instead of a mile and a half, which has been the Belmont's distinction as the longest race in the Triple Crown, it will be a mile and a quarter at Saratoga. So the Kentucky Derby tomorrow, the favorite is Fierceness from the number 19 post, and now you have everything I know about horse racing.
All right, we appreciate it. Thanks for the effort. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. That's pretty amazing. We don't really have time because we've got to take a break, and then Tom Breakouter is going to join us. The problem with trying to retroactive life is that sometimes it prevents progress. Meaning right or wrong, but then now you got to go back and figure out how you changed the wrong for 50 years. Well, the wrong was the wrong. Sometimes I think it what leads people to not do change.
Sometimes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how you answer this one. How many athletes? How far back? How many? You know what I, because they were never paid.
Right.
Back to Red Grange.
Exactly right.
And there's no way you're going to be able to rectify all of that. I hope that we can get better as people, make improvements in the way we do things differently, and recognize the blind spots of generations past. And those kids in here today will recognize our blind spots. And you keep moving, and that's how you get better. But sometimes the lawyers and the people who worry about, you know, the risk managers, we open up this can of worms, we're going to have to go back and pay. You know, sometimes that keeps good things from happening.
It can. The only thing I'll say to it, because we're in limited time, is
when I was in high school, there were a pair of brothers that went to UCLA, Ed and whatever, O'Bannon.
O'Bannon, yes.
They've been suing and trying for this since the 90s.
No, I know. But I think sometimes lawyers go, you get down this rabbit hole, now you're going to be back paying Red Grange's family. And sometimes that can prevent getting better.
Yeah.
Because there's risk in it. You just know the way business works in a lot of ways, right? Oh, we could do the right thing, but that might cost a lot more. And sometimes you just got to get better and realize it sucks if you were before, but at least moving forward, we're better.
Right.
I mean, in all areas. I'm not talking about just high, like college sports. I'm just talking about in life in general. You can't rectify every wrong that's happened in the history of mankind. You can try to be better as people. You can try to be more fair and give people what they deserve. And then there's always going to be people, okay, well, let's dial that back to, okay, well, what's reasonable? How do you do it? I'm not saying the argument's new. I'm just saying they now are getting what they deserve. Is it feasible to go back and how far back to give everybody what they deserve?
As money rolls in, maybe it rolls back down.
How far back?
All the way.
So you're saying they should go back and pay everybody that ever played college sports. And how do you determine their popularity, their worth, their value versus?
You'd have to assign a value.
Okay. And so it's every volleyball player. Maybe. It's every tennis player. It's every swim team member.
Even if it's pennies.
Okay. Well, your game to the Illini is going to cost $975 a ticket next year. I mean, do you think that, I mean, that there's billions and billions of dollars to go back and pay people from the 1950s for playing?
Yeah, I've seen their TV deals. Yeah, I think there's billions.
Billions?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. All right.
And I think there'll be more billions coming in.
That's a take.
Okay.
What? I mean, I have a take, you have a take. Are you saying your take's the only take?
No.
Then it's a take.
But that was like, of all the takes, that was one.
Well, I asked Mark, and Mark went, hard no, that they're going back that far, that there will be a settlement that will put them in it.
Sure, but if I'm Tim Tebow and I'm outside that window, I'm going, they can't speak for me. I'm up now.
All right. We'll take a break. Brinkhotter Home Highlight coming up on the other side. We'll be back with more right after this.
At Brinkhotter Realtors, we're not just here to facilitate transactions. We're here to build lasting relationships. We believe that the heart of every successful real estate journey lies in the connections we make and the partnerships we create. Loyalty isn't handed out, it's earned. That's why we're dedicated to earning your trust every step of the way. Discover the difference at Brinkhotter Realtors, building bonds beyond your home. Visit us online or call to connect with one of our agents today.
Find your way home. Brinkhotter.com.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you the farm supplies you need because we get you. From feed to fencing supplies, we get you the right products at the right prices. Right now, rewards members save $100 on a Balin Country arch gate with the purchase of 4 corral panels, 10% off assorted Krylon farm and implement paint, and 2.5 gallons of Gordon's liquid lawn and pasture treatment, just $39.99. We get you what you need because we get you at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Your home is a reflection of you, not some ripoff of HGTV. Let Decatur Design and Blinds create a vision for your home that will make even Chip and Joanna Gaines jealous. From window treatments, trendy wallpaper, custom fine furniture, upholstery and restoration, and installation services, they believe in building locally, sourcing locally, and preserving your sentimental family heirlooms. Don't waste time and money on flimsy, cookie-cutter furniture that doesn't last. Visit Decatur Design and Blinds at 2715 North Water Street and let Susan show you the endless possibilities of Decatur Design and Blinds.
Spring is in the air. Might be time for spring cleaning. Do you or a loved one need help around the house? From light dusting or switching out seasonal clothes to get ready for spring, call Synergy Home Care to help. At Synergy Home Care, we understand that people are happiest and healthiest where they're most comfortable, in their own home. Call or search Synergy Home Care today to learn more.
Synergy Home Care, care for everyone.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Now if you feel that you can't go home,
Every Friday, we have the Brinkouter Home Highlight. You can go to our Facebook page, and you're going to want to check out this house on Reserve Way. We got a $25 gift card to Notorious Meats in Mount Zion up for grabs. Just like, comment, feel free to share. Tom Brinkouter in studios. Before we get to the house, let's talk about some numbers. Yeah. Now that we're officially in the month of May, what did April look like?
Well, this April is a little bit off from last April, but the good news is year-to-date, it's up. So,
okay.
Little bit flat on the number of units sold this April. There was 103 last April, 100 this April. Average price was right just under 140, which was down about 6%, a little over 6%. And the volume was just under 14 million, which was down about 9.4. But for year to date, we're up 9.4 in volume.
All right.
And the average sales price is up. It's at just under 150 at 149 and some change. So all in all, the year is ahead of last year. Just April had a little bit of a slowdown from this April to last April.
Yeah. Is that just an anomaly that's kind of hard to account for?
Yeah.
A situational?
It's still a factor of lack of inventory, Brian. We're still, you know, running around 100 to 110 houses.
I know, but some of those 110 are unbelievable, including today's.
I cannot wait to hear your description of this home.
Well, you know, first and foremost, let's start with why I believe that you guys are. I know you got all kinds of conversations about, you know, in the world of real estate, about commission and all this stuff and everything else. But, you know, I don't work on my car engine.
That's right.
I take it to somebody who works on car engines. Yeah. I don't change my own oil to save a couple of dollars because I want the guarantee. I want the experts. I want all of those things involved. If you're thinking about buying a house or selling a house, I would highly encourage you to go to Brinkouter.com. We've had their agents in over the years. I've dealt with Michael, you know, for so long. Today, we literally have the Kevin Fritchie is the agent involved with the house. You want that expertise. You want that person having the uncomfortable conversations for you.
Especially in this market. This is a fast-moving market.
And you're going to be maybe bidding against other people. I mean, you just up to you, but in my recommendation would be you want a Sherpa. You want somebody that knows what they're doing, particularly if you're talking about buying a house that's $950,000, right? That's going to be the biggest investment you probably make in your life.
By far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, 2095 Reserve Way. Nick, I love when a house, and you can go to breakout.com, you can go to the Nadicator Facebook page and check it out. From the street, there's nothing ostentatious about this house, meaning it's not like some sort of McMansion thing that someone built for a ridiculously high price tag that feels like Tony Soprano.
Standard fare, high-end home from the curb.
But with tons
of curb appeal.
But it's homey looking. Nope.
Yeah. It's nice, right in the groove of what you would expect in that kind of neighborhood.
Nice porch.
All of it.
Yeah.
Very livable home.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what it looks like from the curb. And when you get inside, I'm not going to lie, this is the first experience that I've had with a home like this in the Brinkouter Home Highlight. Whereas I go through that and I go, ooh, that's a feature that I want. That's my favorite one. And then I go to the next one. And then I get to this the ones that I picked, the little beverage bar that had the coolers underneath that's just over there. The mud room / locker room / laundry room. Love that. The bathrooms, it's awesome. And then there's this monster master suite that looks like you would pay for this to be on the top floor of a high-end building when you go stay for like $1,200 a night.
How about the double-sided fireplace in there?
I can't even believe that room.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's this home.
I'm having a hard time getting through the pictures because I'm taking each one and trying to get all that's in just the one photo.
This is not exaggerating. This is not hyperbole. This home is one that if you walk in there and this is on your price range and you come from New Jersey to work at an Ovafeed or whatever, it's going to be hard for you not to leave having tried to sign the thing before you leave because of the price. I don't know how it's under $1 million. I don't know how it's possible.
Well, one of the things that we talk about often is the affordability of housing indicator. I mean, you get so much more bang for your buck than you do. You know, yesterday Rivian had good news, you know, 500 more jobs.
Yeah.
We kind of previewed that, but they can't find homes, which makes it, you know, they're going to pay 20-30% more probably than what homes are worth. But you know what? You want to work at Rivian and live in Decatur?
It's not that far.
You get a couple of million-dollar house for $950,000.
You put that house in Chicago or St. Louis or anywhere.
Just the size of the rooms, but nothing about it. It's all great detail.
Yes.
You know, you've got all the angles with the ceilings. There's nothing cookie cutter about it, but none of it feels like gilded sort of, you know, I mean, it feels like a home. You go out into that back patio and the pool, right?
Yes.
The tennis court. I would literally take up tennis.
That's the funny part.
This home has a total extra lot. And on that lot is a tennis court.
When I saw the first drone shot, I go, oh, cool. There's a nice tennis court next door. Live in the park. It's literally their park. It's fenced in, full clean clay, tennis court, and a driveway that you could put a full court NBA hoop at one end, hoop at the other.
And then look at the privacy of the back. All wooded, all trees.
Well, the whole neighborhood's privacy.
Yeah.
It's a cul-de-sac neighborhood. There is no through traffic. It's actually gated. So it's a very, very private area, and the setting is unbelievable.
Close to the water.
The houses across the street are on the lake.
Yeah.
So it's that close to the Lake Decatur, and
you get a little better tax deal there.
Yeah.
I mean, on the other side of the street.
Is there a rubber floor from what was probably a workout room with a treadmill in it? I believe there is a room that has been fit.
I'm stuck on the closet. You can go work out if you want. I'm still in the walk-in.
I don't have a computer in front of me, Brian. What's the square footage on that?
Hang on one second. Get out of the photo gallery, and I will tell you. That is 8,440 finished square feet.
Okay.
That's 6,421 above grade, and about a little over 2,000 basement.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a wonderful home, and it's not ostentatious at all. It's a very livable, great floor plan, lots of amenities, under $1 million, and that's hard to find anywhere.
Yep, 3-car garage.
Yeah.
Resort landscaped, I mean, beautiful concrete sidewalks.
You got geothermal heating. I'll tell you right now, you think about your power bills and where they are now, and you got a big house. That geothermal is...
Save you a lot of money.
Save you a ton of money.
Yeah, that's a saltwater pool, too.
Oh, even better. Yeah. That's way less maintenance.
The refrigerator is like 4 wide. It's a double-double. I mean, it's absurd.
It really is. It's great.
So the good thing about this is if you're listening out there and you want to take a look at this home, go to brinkotter.com. There's a Matterport 3D walkthrough. You can actually walk through this home right on the website.
All right. This has been on the market for 4 days, right? This is really new. And although in today's day, I mean, they don't stay very long. So if you're at all, and it's not for everyone, got that. We're all over the price range, you know, here on Fridays, with spotlighting the different homes. Mount Zion, school district, 62521. So you're in the city, zip code. But you're going to want, if this is of interest to you, right?
Yeah.
You're going to want to go see it fast.
Yeah. If you're looking at $1 million.
The last one we had sold the day of the home highlight.
I'm not exaggerating.
The last price range we had like this.
Yeah.
If you're looking at homes, it's a limited buyers group. But if you're looking at them, I don't know how you leave this house without a deal. I don't know how you do it. Well, am I wrong, Tom?
No, you're absolutely right. It's a great buy. It's a great home. It's in a great location. I don't think it's going to last, even at that price range.
Could you build this for $1 million?
Oh, no.
Tennis court, saltwater pool.
You're looking right now, Brian, to build this house $350 to $450 a square foot.
Yeah.
Maybe $2-3 million you'd have in it.
Yeah. And this is $113 per square foot.
Yeah. Find that anywhere else in the country.
I think that sells it. I mean, that's it, right? I mean, if you had $1 million to build a house, you could not build this house, but you could have it for $950,000.
That's right.
Have you been in this house, Tom?
I have not yet.
Feels like it, though, with the Matterport.
But I'm going to go preview it.
The video tour, I mean, all of it. It feels like you've been, man, it's awesome.
All right, go to our Nowdecatur Facebook page. You can get, why not go from there? Because just like, comment, feel free to share, just jump right through. Then you can go check it out yourself. But we have a $25 gift card to Notorious Meats. They got vandalized last week. It's come on. Support these local folks. They do an amazing job. It's a great store. The product's world class. And you can win a $25 gift card courtesy of Brinkotter, because they continue to support local businesses each and every Friday with us.
Sure.
Listen, this is great.
You're bringing these, Tom. This is fun.
Yes, hey, it is.
This is a great home. Ryan asked me, he goes, should we put reserve way on? I go, get it on there. Nick will love that house.
You know me. That's right.
I just want to let everybody know there's still a lack of inventory. If you're thinking about listing your house, give one of our agents a call. It's a great time to sell.
All right. We got to take a break for the hour. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. The Decatur Police Department has announced it issued 67 citations for hands-free law violations during April's Distracted Driving Awareness Month enforcement campaign. Decatur Police add Distracted Driving Awareness Month may be over, but they're continuing their efforts to stop motorists from engaging in this deadly behavior. DPD joined forces with state police, local law enforcement, and highway safety partners for this enforcement effort. Saying penalties are too lenient in Illinois, some Republican lawmakers want to increase the consequences for fleeing police. Police departments all over the state are experiencing motorists refusing to pull over for traffic stops and leading officers on high-speed chases. The GOP proposal would make the penalty a Class 4 felony, resulting in 1 to 3 years in prison. The measure allows for even stricter penalties for aggravating factors. The Illinois Association of Chiefs